Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. There is always a purpose. Let me say something big and audacious from the outset. God doesn't make mistakes. Everything that God does, there is a purpose. If you follow the order of creation, you see purpose. He started with light and then he divided the land from the firmament. Who would have thought of putting in vegetation and plants on day three? Ah, God did. By day four, it is anybody's guess, but God fine-tuned the lights in the sky with purpose to set the stage for seasons and the creation of calendars down the ages. God was way ahead of us. Well, actually, we weren't there, but you understand what I mean. By the time he got to day five, and it was about sea and air, that is, fish and birds, very important to the ecology. And then was day six. He made animals, and then he made humans last. The purpose that humans were made last was that they would have everything that they would need, as well as God knew he would be giving humans the big assignment to take care of what was created before that day. That's just one example of how God is purposeful in everything that he does. Well, let us talk about the grand miracle at the Red Sea. When you read Exodus 14, the story is rife with drama and intrigue. Nobody knew what to expect with Pharaoh and the chariots led by Egyptian military top brass and the impossible obstacle in front, the Red Sea. This we ought to see. Did God bite off more than he could chew? Certainly, God would have known that there is the Red Sea when he redirected Moses to go towards that area. And trust me, God did not plan for them to die from violence or by drowning. Listen, be assured that nothing catches God by surprise. Absolutely nothing. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. Psalm 147 and verse 5. Well, come with me down to the Red Sea. It is estimated conservatively that there were approximately 2 million Jewish people there. God had told Moses to take a certain turn, and they got to the Red Sea and they camped out there probably for a day or so. But just about the same time, Pharaoh was officially informed back in Egypt that the Hebrew slaves had left in a hurry. This news was outrageous to the ruler's ears because these Jewish people were the labor force that catapulted Egypt to economic stability. And now they are gone? Pharaoh ordered the chariots and riders and horses and so much more for this undertaking. For this undoing of what God had caused. But the people were no fools, and somehow they spotted the chariots approaching them afar off, and they soon recognized that they were in trouble. And they did not keep quiet. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Exodus 14, verse 11 and 12. Moses did not know what to do, but he was about to have a mutiny. All the Jewish people were mad at him. But Moses is not about to be executed, and he has seen God's power in other situations. This great, brave leader who was appointed by God to take the children of Israel to the promised land somehow had confidence that God knows what he is doing. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm. And you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. What next? This is where God stepped in and gave Moses some straightforward instructions. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. What did God just say? Moses would stop to answer your question, but he acted on what God said immediately. Stretch a little staff across the water, and God promised he would let his people reach on the other side on dry ground. Don't forget that. Well, things were exceptional, but they followed what God said. Imagine the place where the water was. It was going to become dry land. No, you don't understand. Moses knew God and he stretched out his hand. You've got to hear this for yourself. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. Exodus 14:21-22. And what became of the Egyptian military unit? Oh, they tried to pursue, and they went into the seabed on the dry land that the Hebrews had just walked through, and God threw them into confusion. Pharaoh soon realized that God was defending and protecting his people. What was the result? The Hebrews, descendants of Abraham, they made it to the other side, losing not one single person. The Egyptians, on the other hand, were hoping with their horses and chariots they would have caught these former slaves, but God had a purpose in all of this. We know of the miracle of the Red Sea, but do we know why God made things happen as they did? Listen carefully. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. For nearly 400 years, the Hebrew people were enslaved by a cruel enemy regime led by Pharaoh. When God delivered them through Moses, there was a warning that God would defend his people. So the Red Sea speaks vividly, my friend. God not only protected his people from harm and dangers and from being taken back to slavery, but God did things in such a way that the Egyptians would have to admit that God is the true God. My friend, God has a purpose for everything. And on this occasion, God's purpose was to protect his people and to teach their enemies an important lesson. They will know that God is the one true Lord and God. When the Egyptians were in the middle of the dry ground where the Hebrews had just walked, they began to have problems. Wheels were jammed and Pharaoh figured it out. Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt. Exodus 14:25. God has a purpose for your life. God wants to give you eternal life. God wants to save you from eternal death. Pick your choice, my friend, and make sure you choose wisely. Choose to serve God, and all will be well.